Sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Rita Steele. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Rita? What's up?
Yeah, I'm good, good, good. Just another week in 2020, you know?
True.
Now, what are we chatting about?
We are chatting today about the Auckland Regional Park Management Plan, which sounds kind of dry, but it is a really important thing for us to have a say on. So I feel like I need a thing that's like, you know, democracy voice time.
Give a shit!
So yeah, this is basically a management plan for all of our regional parks, and it's a chance for us to have a say on what the future of our parks looks like in Auckland. And just to kind of like give you a little bit of a why this actually matters and why it's important is because if you think about it this way, in the next 30 years, which is, you know, probably the bulk of my life that's got left, there's going to be another million new people, almost a million new people in Auckland. And so all of a sudden our parks become a really important sort of saving grace to our mental health, I guess. So they will be the only really green space that is protected. So, you know, and if you've been to any one of our parks that on a summer's day, like Long Bay, you'll know that they're already at capacity, many of them. And so, you know, how we manage those parks going forward is really important. And this particular stage of the feedback that Auckland Council are looking for is really open-ended. So I'm going to talk to you about what you can have a say on, but basically it's at the very beginning stages of it. So, you know, in a year's time July next year, which is when they'll open up the submissions to the actual plan they've created, that's when they kind of already know what they're going to do, and they're just going, oh, you know, you can have a say on whether you like it or not, but they're pretty much going to do it. So this is a really good opportunity to have a chance to have a say in actually like formulating what that plan looks like.
Okay.
So there's 28 parks in Auckland. There's 6 million visitors.
28?
28 parks.
What's the hectareage on those parks? I would figure this out real quick.
Like 41,000 hectares.
Okay, so that gives people enough room to do a little somersault.
You would think so. they store 250,000 tons of carbon dioxide, and I was trying to find what that actually means because I feel like some of these numbers don't mean anything to anyone.
Is that just the trees and stuff?
Yeah, that's true. So that allows 120. That offsets 125,000 people breathing annually. So it doesn't even cover our breathing, unfortunately. But it covers some people's breathing, just better than not covering any. It's also a very important. The trees in those parks are really important.
Are many of these parks predator free? So sort of bird sanctuaries and the like.
Not many. There's the only Shakespeare Park has an area that is, and
love Shakespeare Park
as well.
A few peacocks kicking around Shakespeare Park. It's a good time.
Oh, yeah, there are. Cool. So I guess how it works is that the parks are managed like according to their classes. So there's three different classes. Class one is sort of for protection at the moment, natural, you know, it's protected for its natural values. And the idea is that there's a low level use for recreational purposes. And an example of that is the Hinua and the Waitakere Ranges and Tawhānui are all class one.
Mm.
And then you've got class two, which is like your Papakanga, which if you've been to Splore, that's that area. Murawai and Wendelholm are all class two, so sort of in the middle. You know, they're managed for their natural beauty, but also for some recreational purposes.
Parasitic.
And then you've got class three, which is like Long Bay and Ambury Park, which Ambury Farm, which you know, aren't necessarily in their natural state, but we've kept them as you know, places to go and explore, and actually they're used more for their recreational value. So that system is really important, and one of the types of things that you could feedback on, whether you like that system. They're adding some new areas to that system. So I'm very sorry, I can't remember the Māori name for it, but what we know, what I grew up knowing as Browns Island and the Hauraki Gulf is being added into the system, and they're sort of asking for feedback on where it should go and those levels.
Like what should happen to it? Should it get planted out? Because it's basically just grass.
I think you have a lot of rabbits on it from memory as a kid, but I don't know if that's changed now. But yeah, whether it's to be planted out and probably, you know, put as a country, or whether it's actually just better being used as a day tripper's island or something. And then, of course, you've got all that development happening, very controversial development happening in Te Ari. And because of that, that's moving down a level, a class, which is a bit of a shame. It's moving from class 3 to class 2. And I guess, you know, I don't want to put words in people's mouths, but I will. You know, I guess that sort of degrading of the park like that is something that we really want to avoid as far as I'm concerned as an environmentalist. So, you know, and that was sort of probably an unforeseen result of that development that they're doing there. The other things that they're asking you for feedback on is, you know, things like how should the volunteers work there? You know, should they have to have, you know, permits to work? Should they just work, you know, should they be paid? Should there be a more formal program for them?
I think just
how are we going to manage Cody's dieback?
More peacocks. I think every park should have a peacock, at least one peacock.
What about pheasants? I'm a big fan of the pheasant.
You like a pheasant?
I do.
I saw one, I was
driving down the road, geese. And one flew over me. Okay. And I just was like, what was that magic creature?
How many parks can you take dogs to at the minute?
That's one of the feedback. I don't know how many, but that's one of the things they're asking about, you know, how these parks should be used in terms of dogs, horses.
What about maybe a bit of VR at the park, down at Mission Bay, a little VR machine? So you can get away.
Totally. Well, I mean, on that, absolutely. They, you know, this is that they're sort of asking about that, you know, education programs. Should they have cell phone coverage, or is it nice to not have cell phone coverage in these places?
More fountains that are supposed to be looked at, but you end up swimming in. I reckon that's what you need.
Like, you mean like waterfalls?
You just need to go to Mission Bay like scratch that itch, go for that dip, and get a
Mövenpick and fucking.
Now, I do love it when people describe things, and you're like, you know, they exist in nature. So it's called a waterfall.
When I can go to Mission Bay, please, and there's a lifeguard on duty as I swim in the fountain. Fuck yeah!
Now, it seems like there are actually a ton of issues facing a wide range of parks and areas. Like, is there a point that I can go to on the internet to go, hey, here's some sort of things that might guide my submission?
You just end up watching Parks and Recreation and forget about what you're doing.
So they've made a discussion document. So if you go to, Google Auckland Regional Park Management and then have your say, there's a great little summary, and then there's a discussion document, which is 52 pages, but if you scroll through it, each section kind of has, you know, a bunch of questions afterwards, like, you know, and that's kind of what we're talking about here. I mean, the council have a requirement to consider climate change. And so they're saying things like, you know, how do we cut back our climate footprint? You know, things like, should we have electric vehicle stations, charging stations? So they've got a whole lot of questions to kind of like help you, you know, question some of the things, because I think when you grow up using these parks the way we haven't really thought about what they could be like, and or what they might become if we turn a blind, if we don't have our say. And I mean, I guess if you've travelled overseas, have a think about some of the parks you've been to over there. You know,
Long Bay is a good one. Wenderholm's a good one, and Shakespeare, that's a good park as well. Actually, all the ones just kind of a little bit north. That's my zone. I love those parks. Just a lot of sprawling open spaces, actually.
Yeah, and I mean, they've all got recreational kind of values there, which is really good. And I guess it's like, how far do we push this? Because, you know, should they, you know, they've asked a question about raising revenue, you know, should they allow vendors, should we have hot dog stands?
Yeah, I think
park?
So, but maybe less of those futuristic playgrounds, eh? That's not helping anyone, I don't think. like, here, kids, we've imagined this playground for you. Now you imagine on top of it, it'll be great. You know, just let the kids with their imagination muck around on the grass.
I haven't been to any futuristic playgrounds.
You know what I'm talking about. They're not. There's like a freaky futuristic designed playground out there, and there's like it's like it all relies on like pivot points and these little fucking swing things that swing around like a wonky little grey pole, and it looks like it's designed by someone in Futurama to take the piss. John, you know what I'm talking about?
So Big Hungry is saying, Big Hungry will
make
a submission.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about? The futuristic style parks that are out there? Please, 5395. I'm not crazy.
Planning, when the regional council is planning for the regional parks, just Big Hungry says no more playgrounds.
Just peacocks and grass.
Yeah. Maybe let's not give Big Hungry the link to this feedback.
Man, you need to check out.
No,
you need to go and look at these futuristic
stand.
Playgrounds that are
Let's
troubling
park.
Everyone at the moment. It's just, you walk past and it's like, is that the remnants of like a UFO that's exploded or something? It's just odd looking, man.
I tell you what, though, there are some terrible old parks out there. I went to Rocket Park.
It's all bad. That's
Mount
what I'm
Albert, and it was terrible.
But what I'm saying is that what we're talking about will look old one day, Rita. Really soon it'll look old. You know what I mean? The shit ages terribly.
Yes, and I don't think it's cheap either. But I mean, kids love it. So what are you going to do?
Do they? Do they want that?
Yeah, the new playground.
I think they want a frisbee and a ball in a big open field. I think that's what they actually want.
I don't know. Kids like parks. They like weird parks. You've not lost your inner 4-year-old, Big Hungry. That's what's happened.
No, a couple of trees to muck around in, please. That's me.
Couple of trees. Yeah, more climbing trees. Yeah, I don't disagree.
Hey, just when you were talking about soil before and or you're talking about how the park's taken a bit of carbon, I was actually watching a really great documentary on the weekend called Kiss the Ground, and it's narrated by Woody Harrelson. It talks about soil, and basically that's like if you want to fix the atmosphere, it's the ground that we need to sort of take care of. It talks about how farming and just over farming on a field is completely terrible, you know. In New Zealand, we move around livestock quite a bit. But I just thought I'd mention that because it was a really good documentary and it relates to this segment. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, soil is possibly one of the most difficult resources too. It takes 10,000 years to create soil, so we haven't really found a way of replicating that.
They kind of have that. You grow multiple crops on one field and you can sort of cut that time down really, really shortly and actually get soil going.
Absolutely.
So definitely watch that documentary, everyone.
What's it called?
Kiss the Ground.
I have a huge amount of respect for soil. It's just a wonderful thing, and pouring synthetic fertilizers on it is not
fucked.
The answer.
Yeah. And we do a little bit of it here, so I'm kind of worried, but...
We do a decent amount of it here.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a, and actually, I'm going to bring you back to the topic because the council does talk about that. They have 4% of their parks are in ag, are being run as agricultural farms, and they are asking. Yeah, it's not as much as I thought, but they account for 23% of the council's emissions, greenhouse gas emissions. That 4% of our parks. So. They're asking, should we continue to run these farms, or maybe is it a chance to shift them to like a regenerative farming process? Exactly.
Yeah. And then just move them around. If you have the property, you actually don't see the animals. Like they're only on a small little part of it, you know. And otherwise, it's kind of like you just move them around. It's really
So the thing about regenerative farming, we've had someone talk to us about it. I think is that the mass amount of farmed animals would be cut back significantly, which means not eating as much meat or dairy because there's just not as much available.
Totally, but this is the way forward to actually cutting down, but actually reversing our emissions in the sense that we start repairing the atmosphere.
That's really
how radical we need to be, you know.
Absolutely.
So you're not mad, someone says. Take them to the beautiful outdoors. That's all they need. Thank you, Texter.
Yes. Now, Rita, consultation is actually not open for that much longer. Only until the 12th of October. So if you're going to have your say on the future of our regional parks,
peacocks,
you better bloody do it pretty soon.
Yep, absolutely. And like I say, it's open. It's an open. It's an open forum for you to actually talk about how you use them and what vision you see for them in the next 30 years. Because, like I say, come by the time they make their plan and then they ask for feedback on their plan, the vision for those parks is pretty well cemented. So it's really important to get in now and have your say about what you think it should look like. And like I say, try and draw from what you've seen overseas, what you don't like. I mean, one of the things I remember being quite shocked about overseas was seeing, you know, hot dog vendors outside the entryway to national parks, and I just thought that was kind of crazy.
Good thing in Berlin was the concrete ping pong tables and a couple of trampolines in the ground. You just walk along and jump in a trampoline. It's mint. So that and some peacocks would be great. Actually, a few more peacocks, thanks.
So have your say. I won't give you the website. You can just Google. The easiest way is just Google Auckland Council Park Management Plan and have your say, and it will definitely come up. And then you can either read the document or just have a think about, you know, and refer to the parks that you use. Make sure you're quite specific. You know, I really like Wendelholm. I like that you can do this. You know, I really want to protect this, or I don't think we should be able to do this, or whatever. So that they can think about it in terms of those levels as well. Because, like I said, there's three different kind of types of parks. And yeah, and that's your part. You know, you're doing your part as a citizen to have your say.
Sweet. Thank you very much, Rita.
You guys have a good week.
Will do. Thank you.
See ya.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.